Check out 4thandflex.com, where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes, such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's 4thandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show. We're talking Superflex strategies in a Superflex mock draft with a special guest. Stay tuned. We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy, that's Trey, and the time is now. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, man? It's Superflex time. That's my favorite time of the draft.
Superflex. Yes. Man, mock draft season, it's starting to hit hard. You're starting to see the content from everywhere pop out, and I love it, Trey. I love it.
No doubt. We got some guys in here. We got this draft. We're getting it started.
Yes, sir. But before we get going, guys, we got to thank our friends over at Manscaped. Guys, Manscaped has got the best products when it comes to below-the-waist grooming. It's the summertime. You're hairy, you're smelly, and nobody wants to cuddle up to that. So, guys, go to manscaped.com. Use our promo code SUPERFLEX20. You're going to get 20% off, and you're going to get free shipping. Where's that free shipping, Trey?
Worldwide.
You're darn right. Darn right. Guys, check out Manscaped, man. Big supporter of the show. We really need to get this thing started. Before we get started, we have a special guest for the show. Please welcome in Bayou Bangle 25. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, man? Appreciate you guys having me on. Super excited for the Superflex draft. It's going to be a fun one, man.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. I'm ready, boy. Let's pop it up. Let's get it going.
Shuffle.
All right. I'm going to randomize this bad boy. Random and...
Oof.
Okay. Where am I at?
Oof.
Okay. I'm hanging out at the back. Let's go. All right.
Bengal got number two spot.
Number two for Bengal in a super flex.
Championship.
No kidding. Usually the first one through six spots, I'd say, is generally Tua. Tagovailoa goes what number the? One. Okay. Now you okay. got your pick of the litter, buddy.
Oh, you already know.
I think I do know.
Why is it not? Oh.
My homeboy, number two. I mean, if Tua is your guy, right, and you're in the number one spot, I mean, I kind of get that. If you really think he's going to be the guy this year, he's definitely not going to make it back to you at the 212. So if you really want Tua, I guess you're going to get Tua, right?
Maybe so. Jalen Hurts goes to the four. That feels like value. I would have took Hurts over Allen, in my personal opinion.
Yeah, what do you think, Bayou?
Man, I just don't see a world where I get it when you know you got to take your guys, you got to love it. Two at one, Hurts at number, well, should be number three. I would definitely take Hurts over Burrow and Herbert, and in some cases, I mean, I've seen Hurts go over Allen in a super flex. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. I have two. I have absolutely two. It is my turn. I need to get a good quarterback when it comes to super flex. I'm a big guy when it comes to starting with your quarterback, especially if you're in the one through six slot. I'm a little bit later, but we had a couple skill guys come off the board. So I think Lamar or Justin Fields, either one of these two guys is a good pickup to start your team off strong. What do you think, Trey?
Yeah, I like that. I was looking there and I was thinking about Lamar, and I was like, you know what, if I take Lamar here, you know, I'm not the biggest Lamar fan, but I was looking at him, and then I was like, you know what, I'm at the seven spot, McCaffrey's there, just got to take him.
Yeah, no, I see it. We got CM popping in the comments. Yo, I'm here. I'll just catch the live stream tonight. Thank you, buddy. Don't forget to hit that like button for us. You know how much that means to us. Nate Davis says, considered it. What do you think he's talking about? What do you consider? Taking Tua? Is that him?
I don't know.
Oh, man. So, Bayou, what do you think, buddy? Superflex, what do you got for us? A strategy you'd like to come at is in the first round or two?
Yeah, my biggest thing especially for the first round is I would say, you know, don't really get caught up in the quarterback runs, right? I'm a strong advocate of you really want value, not necessarily like the next quarterback on the list. If we look at the last 10 quarterbacks last season, you're talking about Jalen Hurts, Geno Smith, Jared Goff, Trevor Lawrence, and Justin Fields. None of them were a first round quarterback last season. So if you're in the top probably 4, 5, 6 picks, you know, your Mahomes, your Allen, your Hurts and stuff, that's fine. But just because if you're drafting maybe 7th or 8th, just like Trey did, he grabbed Christian McCaffrey instead of going on the trend of getting your Lawrence or getting your Jackson. He would, you know, feel good. Go ahead and get your starting running back and then go ahead maybe in the 2nd, 3rd, possibly getting your quarterbacks then or something like that. But I just don't like, just don't get on the trend just because everybody's taking a quarterback and you're sitting at 7 and 8. You don't necessarily have to go quarterback. So
absolutely. No. And that's great to let people know following the trends. That's something we see a lot. People start seeing those quarterbacks start coming off the board. They start to freak out. They're like, I'm not going to get one if I don't get one right here. But there is still some guys, if you don't get, like I said, I think there's like 6 quarterbacks, kind of elite guys that I feel like in the top 6, you should probably be taking 7th in some cases, because when a skilled guy goes in there and takes the slot, I just, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. This is a tough spot for me right here.
Oh, what is he going to do? Zach popping in the comments. What it do? What it do, Zach? Always coming by.
Ooh, pop over 1 second left.
Grabbing him some A.J. Brown. That's a good start right there, man. Still some decent quarterbacks on the board, too. So
guess who I was looking at? The hardest decision was between is A.J. Brown and Jonathan Taylor. And then, boom, right after that, Jonathan Taylor goes.
He goes. He's going a little later, but you got to remember Superflex. Everything seems to be ahead. So if your ADP is round 1 for some guys, such as McCaffrey, he's probably going to be generally falling in the 2nd round or something like that after people start going nuts with those quarterbacks.
Trey. One thing I was going to say is like, so one of the reasons why I went Christian McCaffrey is because I'm a strong believer in getting a guy, a safe guy is the best way to explain it in the 1st round, mm-hmm. but just a guy that you know is going to commit to your team and be one of your, you know, heavy hitters on your team. And so it's scary for me to go for a guy like Lamar Jackson, who, you know, with injuries he's got the MVP and everything like that, and he's decent for fantasy, but it's just a worry for me this year, and I don't want to waste my 1st round pick on a worry. I'd rather have somebody that I know is going to be consistent, you know, outside of injury.
Absolutely. Yeah. Bayou, you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with most of it. What a lot of people may not have heard of yet is the head coach is actually talking to the offensive coordinator and allowing Lamar Jackson to now call his own plays and his own audibles. Ooh. So even though there may be a different system, Lamar Jackson wants to show that he can throw the football, and they've added people to this offense like Zay Flowers, and they've added Odell Beckham Jr. And I think that he's going to be able to maybe open up a little bit if he can tack on, you know, 200 to 250 yards passing per game, along with that 80 to 90 yards rushing per game. You're looking at Lamar Jackson can possibly be putting up 35, 40 fantasy points consistently week in and week out, and can completely blow the doors off of fantasy football this season.
Thank you, Bayou Bengal. I've been saying this to nausea almost. I've been just real high on Lamar, you know, and Trey has kind of fought me a little bit on it. And I mean, I love Zay Flowers, man. I really wanted Zay Flowers to go to my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That didn't happen. But I mean, Lamar's got weapons, man. He's got weapons and he's got
an injury history. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's where my thing is. All that sounds great and it sounds believable. It's just that every time I hear that Lamar is finally finna do his thing, it doesn't happen. So it just scares me to death to look that direction.
Okay, but he's never had the kind of weapons that he has now. He's never had the receiving core that he has now. I didn't hear about him being able to call his own plays. That makes me a little bit nervous, honestly. I just, you know, Lamar likes to run the ball a lot, and I don't know, man. 6,000 yards he says he's going to be throwing this year, buddy.
We're going to see.
Yes, we are. And like I said, I'm trying something a little different here on my board here. I got me a good quarterback at the top. I figured I'd get me a skill player, and then I end up getting Kirk Cousins, who, okay, it is Kirk Cousins, but he's got Justin Jefferson over there, and Justin Jefferson's going to make points, and Kirk Cousins is going to make points is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. I went ahead and grabbed me some Aaron Rodgers. You know, I passed up on Cousins. I think Rodgers is a little bit deeper in drafts than he should be. I just think that his fantasy output, I think the Jets in general, their points per game is going to increase dramatically with Aaron Rodgers. And every year I've never been an Aaron Rodgers fan for fantasy, but this is a year I feel like he's going to put up points worth top 10 relevancy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I totally see that. I got a question for you, Bayou. A lot of talk about Bijan Robinson this year going in the first round of a lot of drafts. Me and Trey have talked about this. I'm just kind of wondering your thoughts on Bijan going in the first round. Do you trust doing something like that? Or
I absolutely trust doing something like that. I mean, he's going to a Falcons offense who was the second in the NFL in rushing. So it's when you have that 1-2 punch combo, we have to remember that in college in Texas, Bijan Robinson actually was with Roschon Johnson. So he wasn't the main ball carrier. And it's going to be the same thing in the NFL, which just makes him have a longer shelf life, in my opinion. He's not going to have to be on the field for all three downs because he has Tyler Algier also going to be filling in for him. So I think he's at a perfect opportunity to succeed. He's on a young team, somebody that's going to give him the ball quite a bit. And I think he'll probably be the number one or number two fantasy running back.
That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. I mean, he's been falling to me a lot in the first round. And, they say that the your fantasy team can be ruined in the first round, but it's never won. So it kind of scares me to take him in the first round, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a risk, but I think, he's a risk worth taking. If you check out our video that we posted recently about our top 10 risks worth taking, we talk a little bit about Bijan in there. So maybe go check it out for us.
Absolutely. Yeah. We got a top 10 list of guys, the risk worth taking. Check it out. I'll link it in the description. It's a good one. It's a banger, if I do say so myself. And guys, of course, don't forget to like the video, subscribe to the channel if you are not already. Tommy popping in. Aaron Jones. Yes, sir. And he says, what up, fam? Tommy, what's up, buddy?
What up, Tommy?
Man, so Trey, super flex style. What's the way you like to come at these, buddy?
So, a lot of times it really depends on where I'm drafting from. I really want, when it comes down to the real deal, I want one of those top five, top six spots. Just the way it looks this year, those guys can get a 1-2 hit in those first two picks. That it looks like the 6 through 12 really isn't going to be able to touch on the way the 1 through 6 can. So those are the spots I'm kind of leaning towards. Now, obviously, it's random, so you just got to cross your fingers and hope for the best. But I really think those first six spots already have an immediate advantage in drafts this year.
Absolutely, I agree. Anthony Richardson in the fifth, Trey. Looks like your boy's rising in ADP, buddy. Getting nervous about that?
Just a little. But that's okay because the guy I was looking at for my second quarterback is still on the board. That's good. I'll just take him.
Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, you got an old guy quarterback team. You think those guys are going to be able to push it this year?
I promise you right now, Russell Wilson is going to be such a better quarterback this year with a new coach. And Jerry Jeudy, I don't know if you looked at the stats for Jerry Jeudy on the last half of last year, but he was on the rise. I think that continues into this year. And with Jerry Jeudy being good, Russell Wilson's going to have to be the one to get in the ball. I like Russell Wilson a lot as a QB2 in fantasy this year.
Ooh, big words. Russell Wilson's coming up this year. I hope you're right, man. If not, I don't know, man, if anybody's going to pick him up. I feel like the Broncos and Sean Payton, if he gets a year of like they got last year, I think he'd be done with Russell Wilson, even with that big contract. D-Hop off the board without a team, but hey, it's D-Hop. He'll land on his feet somewhere. Any idea where D-Hop might be landing? I've heard Cleveland before. What have you heard, Bayou?
We all know he went to Tennessee and he had an appointment with them. He didn't end up striking any type of deal with them. Didn't look too good. Last he went to the Patriots. Patriots are looking at him right now. It's funny that he's even taking these visits with the Titans and the Patriots because he said he wants to be with a team with a stellar defense and a chance to win, and neither one of those teams, in my opinion, have a chance. I think he needs to either go to the Chiefs, which I think would be an absolute phenomenal play, or, I mean, the Chiefs is really where I wanted to go. I'm not going to lie to you. Oh. I think that would just be a phenomenal feat to go with that. Other than that, the Jets already said they don't want him. So I'm hoping he ends up with the Chiefs because that just would spell Super Bowl all over for Patrick Mahomes.
And that's something that you would like to see a replay of last year. You want to see that all over again?
Might as well. Might as well.
Come on, come on. Have you ever heard the term embarrassment of riches? They don't need D-Hop. They got enough going on over there.
Oh, I know.
Fantasy, D-Hop and Patrick Mahomes, it would be amazing.
Beautiful.
It would be amazing. Don't get me wrong, but I don't like it. I think somewhere else. No, not the Chiefs. They don't need any more freaking help over there.
So I reached way down the running back list for my pick, but I feel like he's going to climb quite a bit. He just hadn't made it there yet because of the recent news. But Alexander Mattison, baby, I'm big stoked.
Yeah. I was hoping he'd fall to me.
Yeah, and Nate says, I'm the Chiefs community captain for Bleacher Report. No thanks on Hopkins.
Ooh.
Okay. I like it.
A washed action?
He is getting a little older, man, but he's still, I think, still a top-notch receiver. And as a Tampa Bay Bucks fan, I wouldn't mind getting some Hopkins. But Baker to Hopkins, it just almost feels like a waste. I hate to say it, but it's true. What do you think?
I do have a question for you, Bengal. You know, because I've been, you know, you're closer to the source. But what do you think about Michael Thomas this year? I mean, are we chasing that train again? Or
which is funny because I was completely written off the train because number one, I love Chris Olave and I love A.T. Perry, the rookie that they brought in here. I think he's showing really, really good flashes. But it just came out. I think there was a report that came out a couple days ago where Derek Carr said, when I just look at Michael Thomas, I smile. That's some kind of sus stuff. But he said one of the biggest reasons of his decision to come into New Orleans was because Michael Thomas was there. Michael Thomas was a big recruiter for Derek Carr. And that's the whole reason why he took that cut to have a one-year prove-it type of deal. I'm just going to go on record and say I think Michael Thomas could be an easy – he could be an easy 1,000-yard receiver this season along with Chris Olave. He has the talent. He just hasn't been able to put it on the field. So if he can, as long as he can stay healthy, I think the rapport that they're building right now with Derek Carr is phenomenal.
Has Michael Thomas come off the board yet? Has he come off yet? I was just wondering.
He has a pretty late ADP.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. Man, that's interesting. I like that, man. I had no idea about any of that. Dude's on it with them Saints, huh?
That's why I knew that was the guy to ask. I don't know if you've watched, Bengal, but I've said several times, I have no doubt the Saints win the division this year.
Oh, it's not even going to be close. I mean, I'm not saying it because I'm a Saints fan. There's nobody else in the division that can compete with right now. I'm not going to say a rookie Bryce Young, definitely not Baker Mayfield. And whether it's going to be Desmond Ridder, Taylor Heineke, it doesn't matter. Derek Carr has the more experience. We have the best defense other than maybe Carolina. I just think we're going to be stellar. So
yeah, it's going to be stacked, especially with Olave second year breakout. I'm so excited for him for fantasy. I just, every time it comes around to him, I've already, when I think about him, he's already gone. Basically, yep. Is how it comes in drafts, yep, for me with Olave.
You know what? Just hating on my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm going on record right now. Say Baker Mayfield is a top 10 quarterback.
Oh God.
I hope.
Somebody write that down.
No, don't write that down. I mean, if it happens, yeah, I called that.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's looking rough.
Who's he competing with? Is it Trask, right?
Kyle Trask.
Yeah, and I watched a video the other day where they were like the Baker Mayfield Trask competition, and both of them are just overthrowing, underthrowing.
I saw that too.
No connected passes anywhere. It's tough, man.
That was like a fake, right? That was a fake out video.
Deep fake.
Yeah, deep fake. Just trick photography. They can do anything with the cameras these days. I got to tell you, my team is not turning out the way I like. I got auto-drafted on accident with TJ Hawkinson, and things kind of blew up from there. I mean, it fits well with my team, but I don't know. I'm not hyped about it. Bayou, I love what Bayou's doing over here. Look,
no doubt.
Patrick Mahomes, bro. Oh my God. Bayou killing it with the second pick. Grab Patrick Mahomes, then Nick Chubb, Derrick Henry, Mixon, Damian Pierce, Pity City, and Chris Godwin. Jesus.
Yeah, I'm trying to because one of my strategies that I was going to talk about too is that you don't have to go robust quarterback all the time. You can have somebody that fits in into that second quarterback spot and load up on the other skill positions and still have an advantage on the competition. So that's why I'm saying right here, I think I'm going to go ahead and I think the best quarterback available right now, even though he is a rookie, I'm going to take C.J. Stroud here mm-hmm. because they're going to be pretty terrible. And I know I already have Damian Pierce, but he's probably going to be bench fodder for me anyway for bye weeks and such. And C.J. Stroud is going to be forced to throw the ball early and often. I think that he could be a really good dynamic piece for me here.
Mm-hmm. So you think C.J. Stroud's going to fantasy-wise, do you think he's going to produce
fantasy-wise, I think he'll be pretty good. I think he'll throw for anywhere between 28 to 3,200 yards, and he should be pretty well for or pretty good for fantasy.
So not to just grind you out on Saints talk, but have you heard anything extra about the Kamara situation and the suspension and all that?
Good one.
Yes, but I had to auto pick. I forgot it was my pick.
Hey, you got Evan Ingram.
Yeah, Evan Ingram's fine. I don't think Kamara's going to play football again.
Ever.
I think he's done. I think he'll be in prison for 8 to 10 years. I think just the they have video footage of him completely assaulting somebody. I said once it goes to court, there's no way they can exonerate him from any wrongdoing. I mean, he's already going to probably plead guilty, and I mean, he's going to serve some type of time. You can't do something like that and still play. I think, yeah, if people are getting suspended for an entire year for betting $25 on DraftKings, there's no way that he gets – I think he's done.
Yeah. Oof. And so what does that mean for Jamal Williams? Is he going to be the man, or is it the rookie coming through?
I think it's going to be absolutely Jamal Williams. I think I do like Kendre Miller. I think Kendre Miller is going to be a change of pace back. Mm-hmm. But there's another running back that I believe who ends up being the number one running back next year, and that's he's an undrafted free agent, Sir Roderick Thompson. I think he's a 6-foot running back. He looks really good, on his feet. I think he's going to take over to be the main go-to guy in this offense either within a year or two, I think.
Interesting. Ooh, I like it. Yeah, Jamal, what do you think? He's just he's good with the goal line work, and he's getting a little older.
He's a good back, though.
Yeah, he is good. But do you think he can't hold it down as the main back over there?
I think he can hold it down. I just think that Sir Roderick Thompson is just that good to take over the guy. I think, he's a special, special talent.
Interesting. Huh.
I like it.
I do, too. I mean, I don't like it for Kamara. I mean, you got to think. I mean, 8 to 10 years. I mean, he does have money, and money does seem to buy your way out of a lot of things. But I could see him being out for a few years, and then you know, is he able to come back after that? I mean,
I doubt it.
You know what I mean? So
you're going to see a Ray Rice situation or something like that, or they're just going to say no, thank you.
And yeah, no team would want any part of that. You know, probably makes sense.
I'm sold.
Taking Jamal Williams.
He's sold. Sir.
So do you think so you're saying Kamara doesn't play ever again, not this year? I mean,
yeah, like I don't think that's just my opinion. I just don't think he's gonna play.
So you heard it here first. Don't take Kamara in your drafts. It will be a wasted pick. I like it. I've been avoiding Kamara at all costs. Yep. I did the same thing last year, and it really proved me well. I mean, he had a couple good games, but really wasn't nothing worth looking at. And I'm cool with doing the same thing this year.
I have to turn off auto pick or something?
Yeah.
At the top.
Oh, there it is. Never mind. I got who?
There you go.
AJ Dillon and BJ. Got more running backs.
He's stacked on the running back.
Yes, sir. Yes,
I didn't know how to turn off auto pick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does that sometimes.
Yeah, it'll at the top, it'll be like, turn it off. I've done that before where as soon as it auto picks. Those 30 seconds, bro, you got to be quick.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be in the middle of a sentence and be like, oh. Yeah, the 30 seconds, it goes pretty quick. Elijah Moore in Cleveland now. I see him going at the 11-5. I really think Elijah Moore is going to do something. I mean, Deshaun Watson is supposedly got a year under his belt, ready to go, got an offseason with the team. They say big things are going to happen for him. If that's the case, I think Elijah Moore in that wide receiver room is going to do big things. What do you think, Bayou?
Yeah, I think what a lot of people look at, you know, the depth chart, they might see Elijah Moore as the third or fourth wide receiver, but we have to remember who they have on the depth chart. They don't have a slot wide receiver, and that's what they were missing last year. And that's why a big reason why Elijah Moore will fit in. They have, you know, Amari Cooper on the outside, Donovan Peoples-Jones on the outside, and the big rookie they got, Cedric Tillman, I think his name is, from Tennessee. Mm-hmm. He's an ex-wide receiver as well. So he's really the only wide receiver that can play the slot, and I think he's going to do really well in fantasy.
Right. And that ADP, what they got him at the in the 11th round, I think that's going to be awesome value.
Yeah.
To definitely. Top it all.
Speaking of getting value in the 11th round, I went ahead with OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr., who I am excited for fantasy. I know you think he's going to be kind of more of a spotty player, but I really think that he has a step up and really shows out for a team that is all about showing out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, would have been my pick if it wasn't for the auto pick.
There you go. Got him.
Again.
Oh, and I'm on the clock. You are distracting me.
Yeah.
My goal.
Tell me something, Trey. No. Garoppolo for your third quarterback. I don't
think
that. Yeah,
give me some bench work just, you know, for bye weeks and potential to look at for a little bit here and there. You know, in case, you know, something happens with Russell and it don't work out. I really think it's going to. But
just in case, I get it. Hey, I got a question, Bye. You seem to be very knowledgeable with all this stuff. What have you heard about Ezekiel Elliott and where he might fall?
To be honest with you, I actually haven't heard anything about Ezekiel Elliott. I have scraped for some news on if he's visited anybody or anything. The only thing that I've heard is the Buccaneers. That's literally the only place I've heard rumored for him.
Same.
And it's been pretty silent, so I'm kind of in the air myself.
I'd heard that the Cowboys were thinking about renegotiating a cheaper contract and just to bring him back in. I really think just to give him a place because they thought he would go somewhere and no one just looked at him. Nobody wanted him. They feel sorry for him because, you know, Jerry Jones loves Ezekiel Elliott. They just
got past him. That's his son right there, man. He does love Ezekiel Elliott a lot. And I don't know, man. I don't really think we need Zeke over here in Tampa. I don't think I would like that at all. I mean, Zeke has his moments in his flashes, but I just don't think he's that guy anymore.
Yeah, I mean, and where were these running backs? You know, all like you got Dalvin Cook, you got you got Dalvin Cook, you got Ezekiel Elliott, you know, you got these running backs that are, you know, have been great running backs in the past. You know, a couple years ago, last year, the year before when the Ravens, you know, all their running backs were down, there was nobody. I mean, they were just reaching out and grabbing thin air. And now these guys are having a hard time finding a team. I mean, how long do you think it's going to take for Dalvin Cook to find a team? I feel like people would be grabbing at his ankles to get him.
For sure. Yeah. I guess I'm going to take Baker Mayfield just in case he is a top 10 quarterback, you know, just so I can say I told you.
Call it like you see it.
I do like tight end who's still on the board. I want to ask Bayou this one, too. Seems to have all the knowledge. Michael Mayer. I've heard a lot of good things about this guy. Baby Gronk, they're calling him. Mayer for the Las Vegas Raiders. What have you heard?
Yeah, Michael Mayer, he was actually the best run-blocking tight end in the whole class itself. He doesn't have as good as hands as other people. He doesn't have a lot of twitch in his hips, which I don't really like for a tight end. But the good part is that because he's such a good run blocker, he's going to be on the field a lot. And when you're on the field a lot for fantasy football, that equals opportunity. Mm-hmm. So it could be something. There's a huge gap left by Darren Waller there. Yep. They're going to need some type of help there. And I think Michael Mayer has the opportunity of making something happen. I do think Davante Adams and Jacoby Myers will probably take over a lot of those reps. But Michael Mayer should be a decent for fantasy. I don't think that he'll be a top 15 tight end, though.
Mm-hmm. I guess we're going to find out.
No doubt.
Let's see.
And I'm going to take my sleeper tight end right now.
Okay, okay.
Why Jelani Woods?
Are we taking kickers and defenses? Right?
Yeah.
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 Okay. I'll take Justin Tucker.
There you go. Won the league, baby.
No championship. Kidding.
No doubt. Jelani Woods, what are you hearing about this guy in Indy? You think
Jelani Woods, he is a 6'7" athletic freak running a 4.3 40 in the combine. The dude was doing great. He had Mo Alie-Cox and he had Granderson, those two. It was almost like a three tight end type of situation. The coach has made it clear that it's now going to be Jelani Woods' his team. And you have a 6'7" freak at tight end. You have a freak at quarterback. You put these two things together, you're speaking of red zone monsters. Like, I think Jelani Woods is going to take the league by storm, and he will. And I'm quoting it right now on the fourth and flex right now. Jelani Woods is a top 5 tight end for 2023.
Woo! Oh, baby. I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. I guess, man, Anthony Richardson's going to get over there, and you think he's going to give his guy some targets? Was that what you're thinking?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if Richardson does what everyone thinks, he's going to be a Madden player. Like, he can do everything. He's going to be a stupid freak of nature that nobody's going to know how to stop. He's got a Cam Newton in him and some Patrick Mahomes in him. So who knows? I mean, he can be phenomenal.
Oh, man. Trey is super excited about Anthony Richardson, man.
I am. I'm big on Anthony Richardson this year, man. I think, especially in Superflex, I really think at that QB2 spot, it's just a steal because you can get a couple skill players earlier, and I really think it's going to be massive value in that QB2 slot.
Yeah, he did you take really your Saints.
I did, yeah. No, yeah, that's my go-to this year in down defenses in drafts, so hate it for you. Sniped.
Zach says, I like that. Sniped indeed. Sniped indeed. A draft is complete. We are done with the draft. Guys, don't forget to hit the like button while you're watching this video. Subscribe to the channel if you are not already. We're giving stuff away at the beginning of the season. Right before week one, we're going to go ahead and just give a signed jersey away. If you're not a subscriber to this channel, have your notification bell on. You won't be eligible, but you can totally win if you do those things, those simple things, and comment on the video. So don't forget to do that for us, guys.
For sure.
So now we are going to go through these teams, 1 through 12, just kind of glance over them. I think it's a little early to be grading teams, mm-hmm. But you just go over here and kind of look at them, see what we like, what we don't like about them. Let's start with the first team. Took Tua at 1, then goes Dak Prescott. Actually managed to get a pretty solid team. I think he did get Kamara in the 9th round. What are you thinking about this team, Trey?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously 2 and 1 feels like a mistake. You know, Davante Adams, Kenneth Walker, Keenan Allen, solid players for sure. And Miles Sanders is a guy that I'm liking, especially in the 7th round. You know, I don't think he's going to be, you know, this all out amazing guy, but I think a 7th round running back, I think he's going to fill that value. Looking wide at receivers. Some of the other guys here. Wide receivers, they got Davante Adams, Keenan Allen, Mike Evans, Quentin Johnson. I like the Quentin Johnson pick in the 11th round. Mooney, I'm not really, you know, high on. And like I've said before about Mike Evans, it just scares me with what's going on with Baker Mayfield and everything. But the, you know, Davante Adams and Keenan Allen, really, honestly, Davante Adams is probably the best receiver on this team. And the other guys, I would really look somewhere else. I know some people are big on Allen. I just think he's washed, man. And Evans is the same. So it feels a little washed to me. And I think it started with the first pick.
Well, Keenan Allen always does manage to produce. He does always get hurt as well. He is getting older. He's an older guy. So I get that completely. Bayou, what are you thinking about this first team here?
Yeah, when I looked at it, I saw five big question marks, right? Tua, question mark. Can he stay healthy? Kenneth Walker, you got Zach Charbonnet, question mark. Davante Adams, new quarterback. Jimmy Garoppolo, question mark. Mike Evans, new quarterback. Baker Mayfield, you know, question mark. Alvin Kamara, will he play? Question mark. You know, so I do love Miles Sanders. I think he's going to be absolutely phenomenal. Keenan Allen, when healthy, showing he can be a top wide receiver in the NFL. Going over as of right now, I would probably wouldn't have taken the Tua. But then again, like you said, if you like your guy, you want your guy, take your guy. You know, who knows? He could be laughing in our face at the end of the year when Tua has weapons. I mean, he's got Tariq Hill and Jalen Waddle. I mean, and possibly even Dalvin Cook. So he's got the weapons to be the number one guy. But as of right now, just looking at rankings and things, right now it seems a little silly. But at the end of the league, yeah, he could be the one laughing in our face. So
Absolutely. And I mean, there's a chance he could have taken one of the elite guys. He could have took Patrick Mahomes, and Tua still might have fell back to him. And that's the thing you got to think about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like if he did want him, I get it. Grab him. I did take Tom Brady, number one in a super flex draft last year, and ended up being in the final championship game. So, I mean, you just never know. I mean, I drafted at the three spot then and grabbed Tom Brady, but I had to take him or he wouldn't be there. But I just think Tua, had you waited, you could have took Patrick Mahomes and had Tua on your team, because I think he would have came back to you.
And that's scary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you got both those guys, that scares me.
Yeah. No kidding. Let's move on to Bayou Bengals team. It's a monster. It's a freaking monster team, dude. I think this one's in the championship game. I mean, if you play it right and your guys stay healthy, look at that running back run there, dude. Nick Chubb, Derrick Henry, Joe Mixon, Damian Pierce, right there, bro. That's at the very least a playoff team just from that right there.
No doubt. Plus, you got Mahomes just icing on the cake. Amazing quarterback and for fantasy, especially Superflex. And then you got CJ Stroud, and that's okay because even if he doesn't produce to the amount you want, Mahomes is going to cover that loss you got there. Evan Ingram, I think, is a great tight end to have in fantasy right now. And then, you know, the wide receivers obviously are a little on the lower on the list. But like you said, Michael Pittman with Richardson, I think, is going to be have a great, a much better year. Godwin, you know, I think will be the best wide receiver on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So I do like that. And then Jacoby with Garoppolo, I don't know why. I just feel like those guys are both boring, and that's why they'll connect.
Rashee Rice. He could be a sleeper.
Yeah, Rashee Rice. I don't even know who that is. So
he could be a combo. He's a rookie wide receiver out of Rice who went to the Kansas City Chiefs. Could be a combo right there. He could develop into one of his top two options. So,
I like it. And Sir Bong's a lot in the clouds. What's up, buddy? Thanks for stopping in. Hit that like button for Bongs. You probably already did though. I mean, he does it good for us like that. So, when it comes to the wide receivers, I love Godwin. I rode with Godwin all year last year. He did me right. Like Trey said, Baker Mayfield over there could be good, might be bad. Who knows? But I'm a big believer in grabbing a couple wide receivers off the waiver. Guys that nobody saw coming are usually hanging out there. And, you know, you can probably get you a good guy. Christian Watson, nobody saw this kid coming. And he ended up being one of the top guys towards the end of the season last year. So, and that's usually how I play my wide receivers because there is so many of them and so many of them that can produce for you. But I love how you took your running backs like that because I'm big on running backs, man. And there's not a ton of those guys that are going to produce for you every week. Like most of these guys I can see here probably are going to do.
No, that's the scariest list of running backs I've seen in a long time on the same team. Mm-hmm. I mean, just think if you walked up to Nick Chubb, Derrick Henry, Joe Mixon, and Damian Pierce in a bar. Like, you're going to lose.
No kidding. Great draft, buddy. Great draft. Even if Evan Ingram was an auto pick, I still
Actually going to be David Njoku there. So,
yeah. Okay. I'm surprised Trey didn't take him the way he likes to snipe you, buddy. Let's move on to the third team. Taking Josh Allen at the three spot. I mean, that makes sense. A lot of people are saying the Madden curse. It's not good to take Josh Allen because the Madden curse, Josh Allen's not going to do great. But I still love Josh Allen, and I don't believe in no Madden curse. Garrett Wilson with Aaron Rodgers. I love that. I'm just going to look at the running backs actually here. Travis Etienne. A lot of people are down on Travis Etienne this year. Bayou, why is that?
Well, Tank Bigsby, that's why. I mean, he's out of Auburn. He's a really big running back that is going to completely vulture all of the goal line carries. I mean, he's a big back that's also kind of elusive too. I mean, he's going to be able to take a lot of opportunities away from Travis Etienne. We have to remember that the Jacksonville Jaguars are not the old Jaguars. They're going to be winning a lot of games. They're not going to need Travis Etienne on third down catching the ball at all. I mean, they're going to be trying to run the ball out, and Tank Bigsby is going to take a lot of that work away.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. Sure. It makes perfect sense. And his name is Tank. So, yeah, I mean, exactly. I'm going to be scared of him. Yeah, I'll be scared of any guy named Tank who's running at me for sure. Dobbins. So Dobbins is another one. Trey, Dobbins, are we big on Dobbins this year?
You know, I go back and forth every day. It's I think that Dobbins has the ability to be a great fantasy asset, but he cannot seem to stay healthy. I know he's 2 years removed from the big injury, but it just scares me. Injuries is and you know, that's part of fantasy. I mean, injuries is going to happen regardless of what you do. So it's hard to factor that into who you pick because you're just going to be running scared the whole time. But yeah, I mean, in the sixth round, I think looking at Dobbins is not a bad idea.
Bayou, you agree?
I do agree. I think J.K. Dobbins, he's so electric with the football. He's absolutely phenomenal. But the problem is just that injury history, and it's hard to kind of ignore the injury history because it's been so significant with J.K. Even last year, we said, okay, he said, I'm going to be back for week one.
And then he said, J.K. He had
one carry, you know, he wasn't really even active until like week three. So it's just, it's a very scary pick.
Yeah, it is. It is. And especially when you're second after that, all you got is Rashad Penny and R. Johnson. R. Johnson, who is that?
Rashawn Johnson. Rashawn for Chicago.
Okay, got it, got it, got it. Altogether, though, what do we think? Do we think this is a playoff team? I mean, the wide receivers, CeeDee Lamb, we got Garrett Wilson. I love Christian Watson. What do we think, Trey?
You know, I think it's going to be kind of close. I think this team could get to the playoffs, but I don't know that they get very far in the playoffs, in my opinion. It just feels like a team that looks great on paper. I just don't know that it's going to produce to the level that they were wanting it to.
What do you think, Bayou? We got a playoff team here or not?
He's one injury away from being the last seed, you know, because his running back is so thin. Now, he's got Garrett Wilson, CeeDee Lamb. Chigo is going to be an amazing tight end, in my opinion. He's the only pass catcher there besides Treylon Burks. Josh Allen's great as well, but he's one of these running backs. J.K. Dobbins, Travis Etienne goes down, let's say week one, week two, heaven forbid. Then you're starting with Travis Etienne and what, Roschon Johnson or Rashad Penny, the fourth string right. running back right now. Exactly. So, you know, I think if everybody stays healthy, I think he could possibly get there. I think it'll be one of the lower seeds, though.
Definitely.
For sure. For sure. Let's keep it moving here. Let's get to the team four. I'm sure the name was there, but it's not anymore. But starting off there, quarterback with Jalen Hurts. I like that. Getting Saquon Barkley, then Amon-Ra St. Brown. Geno Smith is their third quarterback, but they got Anthony Richardson in the fifth to maybe make up for that. Who knows? Some people are saying Geno's going to do big things, though. I mean, they paid him his money. What do you think, Trey? Is Geno going to be the guy? I know you got a little prejudice over there with Seattle.
I think Geno's going to be the guy for fantasy. I think he's definitely, you know, I don't think he's going to be a top 10 quarterback or anything, but for Superflex, I think he's definitely going to put up the numbers that you want out of your Superflex position. But I also would say that I want Anthony Richardson in that spot more, so I would honestly keep Geno on the bench, you know, see how they perform. You know, Geno put up some big numbers for fantasy last year. You know, he really stepped out of his covers and kind of shined a little bit for everybody. But I really like this team, actually. This is the exact kind of spot I want, where I can get a Jalen Hurts, Saquon, and Amon-Ra right from the start. I mean, that right there, that triple threat to me is just like exactly what I want for fantasy this year.
Every time he sees Amon-Ra, he's like, that's the way I like to start my draft. Every time he sees Amon-Ra in the first three, every time. But I love it. I love it, buddy. I got a question for you, Bayou. Jackson Smith and Jigbu, talk to me about this guy.
Yeah, he's phenomenal. Like, we have to remember, Jackson Smith and Jigba was the third wide receiver in an Ohio State offense last season with Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave, and he did better than Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson. He had more yards and more stats. He was just better. And now he comes into an offense where he's going to be the slot wide receiver for the most part. He's going to probably take a lot of Tyler Lockett's work away, and he's going to be a phenomenal wide receiver for years to come, as long as Geno Smith can keep kind of producing. I hate that he's thrown for more yards last year than he has until his rookie season. The rookie season, the only time right. he ever threw him for more yards than he did last season. So I just think that Jackson Smith and Jigba will be a top fantasy wide receiver for absolute years to come.
Talking to you, Dynasty people who are watching, keep an eye on Njigba. I love it. Another question I got for you, Bayou. I know I'm hitting you with them, but we're going to keep it going. The Philadelphia backfield, they got Swift over there. Who do you think is going to be the guy? Who can we rely on in on the Eagles this year?
The main guy, I believe, even though I was just kind of taking a dump on him, it's going to be Rashad Penny should be the starting running back. I think DeAndre Swift, again, has such a huge injury history, just like J.K. Dobbins does. I just have no faith that DeAndre Swift can be the guy there. He's never played for more than, what, 6 or 7 games in a season his entire NFL career, and I don't think that trend's going to stay any better with DeAndre Swift. So I think that he's going to end up losing his job just based off of injury. But if he stayed healthy, DeAndre Swift's got all the talent in the world. He should definitely be the guy. It's just, you know, basically on this team, it's kind of a worse version of what we saw in team number three, is that he has no backup running back. It's just Elijah Mitchell. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's got Christian McCaffrey ahead of him. So he's even in worse position.
Exactly. Exactly. The running backs scare me. The wide receivers. I mean, of course, I love Amon-Ra and Jigba. If he does what you say he's going to do, he's going to do big things. Tyler Lockett, we can always depend on him. Tyler Boyd. We know how that goes. Rondell Moore. So maybe some of those lower guys could help him, those wide receiver three types, maybe a little bit. But I'm with you when it comes to the running backs. I mean, you can't just rely only on Saquon to help you win to get to the championship. So it makes sense. What do you think, Trey?
I think this one thing that this team could have done that would have changed this team dramatically is instead of grabbing Geno Smith in the fourth, grab Joe Mixon. I think that would have made this team just skyrocket. Uh-huh. On the list there, because then you can still get Anthony Richardson in the fifth. You've got your quarterbacks, you've got your two heavy hitter running backs, you got Amon-Ra and then Smith and Jigba. I think that would change this team completely. I think going back to back quarterback right there at the 4-5 has really hurt this team because they had a great start, but then it kind of died off after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. What do you think, Bayou?
Yeah, I mean, I 100% agree. I was actually going to mention the same thing, but I think that somebody like Joe Mixon could have set him completely apart. I think that he's just so thin on running back right now. And he, just to grab Geno Smith, who was possibly a one-year wonder, to sacrifice a solid running back for that, when you mm-hmm. could have had somebody, like you said, like Anthony Richardson, who I think is going to be way better fantasy-wise than Geno Smith. So, you know, just a little bit of a, in my opinion, a misstep there, but you never know. Could be laughing at us in the seas, like I always say. So
you never know. You never know. Playoff team, Trey, do we got a playoff team here, or are they just too thin at running back?
I think it's just too thin, man. I mean, outside of, you know, some big injuries from, say, Christian McCaffrey or something like that, you know, you have the possibility there. But other than that, I think this team is going to struggle. I think they're going to win some weeks, and they're going to the teams that are going to the playoffs are going to be mad at this team because they lost them a couple weeks with Jalen Hurts and Saquon and Amon-Ra. But I don't know that they get to the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Bayou, playoff team or nah?
No, I mean, you're already saying there's 2 weeks that are automatic losses. There's 2 weeks he's not going to have a starting running back in there. I mean, you can't count the 1 point Elijah Mitchell's going to give you. So,
right. Exactly. Let's keep it moving. Let's go to the next team. Starting off with my boy, Joey B. Joe, brrr, I love it. Then grabbing Stephon Diggs, who was not at OTAs, and McDermott's pretty upset about it from what I've read. But he was on TikTok, Trey, right? Wasn't he?
Yeah, with his brother, they were doing drills in the backyard. So he's training.
He's doing something. He's doing something. But running back wise, Jahmyr Gibbs. I love me some Jahmyr Gibbs. I think he's going to do great. He's number one on the depth chart in Detroit. So I love that. Josh Jacobs, Pacheco. Do we think Pacheco's going to do big things this year, Bayou?
Oh, yeah. I think Isaiah Pacheco showed a lot of flashes last season. He showed that he can really has vision out of this world. I mean, his jump cuts are really, really good. And I think just being on the offense of Kansas City, he's just going to have more of a rapport with Patrick Mahomes. And he's going to get a lot more opportunities than he did last season. I think he's a really good value right now as far as ADP goes in drafts.
Yeah.
And I think he could be a really, really solid fantasy running back.
Trey, you want to talk to us about these wide receivers real quick on Team 5?
Yeah, so, you know, Diggs not showing up to mandatory practice, I think that doesn't really affect how he's going to perform for fantasy. I think he'll be just fine. I think he just is like, I don't need that. Christian Kirk, I really like, you know, obviously with Ridley, I think, taking some of the pressure off of him a little bit. Kadarius Toney, potential wide receiver one in the ninth round. You know, I've talked about that several times. I think, you know, obviously outside of injury, this dude can be a menace. Of course, injury is a big problem, which is why he gets in the ninth round. But then, you know, you don't waste too much there. Elijah Moore, we already talked about him. Great pickup in the 11th round. Got him some Cortland Sutton, who I don't think is going to produce near as well as Jerry Jeudy this year. But I mean, in the 12th round, it's just bench fodder anyway. You know, it's a little rough at wide receiver, but I don't hate it completely. And then Joe Burrow and Jared Goff, I think, are solid quarterback options for Superflex.
Yeah, I love the Joey Burr and Goff. The Detroit Lions, we're all super excited about them this year. I think it's that true underdog story that we're all just kind of grabbing onto, and everybody's just loving that. What do you think, Bayou, the Detroit Lions, are they going to do something? They're going to make the playoffs this year?
I like Detroit, and people laugh a lot, but I think Jared Goff is a he's a good quarterback. I wouldn't say he's a great, but he's a really good quarterback. We got to remember what he did with the Rams. I mean, he can sustain top tier type of wide receivers when he was doing it with Cooper Kupp. So, I mean, I really like the Lions, especially when Williams gets back. I think that this could be a high flying type of offense.
Absolutely.
Real quick, Bengal, do you think that Kadarius Toney is going to be a fantasy value wide receiver one, or do you think he's just going to flake out again.
Will be the number one for Kansas City. I mean, his thing was just a health issue last season. This season comes in completely healthy. Kadarius Toney has immense, immense talent. I think he'll be the number one wide receiver for this team. And I think Rashee Rice will be the number two wide receiver for this team. He's got all the potential in the world, not only because of his talent, but because his quarterback is Patrick Mahomes. Kadarius Toney this season.
Heck yeah. Playoff team. What do you think, Trey? Do we have a playoff team here, Team 5?
Yeah, I think they could definitely get there. I'm a big fan of Dallas Goedert at tight end. I think that's a great pick there. Running backs are pretty solid as long as Josh Jacobs can continue his great efforts. I don't hate this team at all. I think this team can definitely get to the playoffs. They're going to fight hard and have to use the waiver a little bit, but I think this is a solid team.
I do too. I think it's a playoff team. Bayou, what do you think? Playoff team, Team 5.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolute playoff team. I think the depth is what's really going to help him get in. He's got pieces that he can slot in for bye weeks and such. So I like it.
Absolutely. And Dalton Kincaid over there. Been hearing a lot of big things about Dalton Kincaid. Got him in the 13th round. Bayou, what are you hearing about him?
Dalton Kincaid, if we look at his draft profile, like he was the best pass catcher coming out of college for the tight ends this season. He's got amazing hands. He can get in and out of his breaks very, very quickly. This guy, he's going to be playing more outside and in the slot. He's more of a slot wide receiver. I think Dalton Knox will be playing a lot based on actually the tight end position. I'm not sure Dalton Kincaid's actually going to play the tight end position. Mm. I think he'll be that slot receiver, more like a Jimmy Graham type of role. He's a mismatch for both cornerbacks and for linebackers. So he should be a really, really solid option. I know tight ends don't have a good history of being good in fantasy, but Dalton Kincaid has the opportunity of being really good in his rookie season. So.
It is in your 13th round, you know, when you're grabbing a tight end, which, you know, he's got Goddard, you know, as long who will be consistent. But those tight ends in the late round, man, it's almost touchdown or bust for a lot of those guys. Yep. And if you get a guy kind of like that playing the slot role and stuff like that, I think you're going to be touchdown and more than you are busting.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Let's move it on to the next team. Square 2, 3, 4, 5. Justin Herbert as their first quarterback off the board. Then they're going with Jonathan Taylor, Deshaun Watson, who we touched on a little bit earlier. Devonta Smith, what do you think? Devonta Smith, Jerry Jeudy, Mark Hollywood Brown, those are the wide receivers on this team. It looks like they grabbed Jameson Williams, too, maybe for the second half of the season, I suppose. But, Trey, what do you think about these wide receivers on this team?
Yeah, obviously the Jameson Williams pick, I'm not really big on grabbing players who are going to be out several games in draft. I think you can find them later on the waiver and work the way around that. I mean, maybe they're a Jameson Williams fan. I am too, but it's just someone that I would wait on. I really have been leaning more hyped up around Justin Herbert. I really think he has a better year this year. You know, he's fully healthy, says everything's going good. They've got some more pieces for him to work with. Obviously, you know, I hate Kyle Pitts. but Devonta Smith and Jerry Jeudy and Hollywood Brown, I think, is a sneaky solid three wide receivers there. Devonta Smith, I really think, steps it up. I know he was a little wishy-washy last year, but he won me a lot of weeks. Jerry Jeudy, I think, is immaculately steps up. I think he has the ability to be a top 10 wide receiver, actually. And then Hollywood Brown, you know, with Hopkins gone, I mean, this team has got to put up points somehow, and they've got to have somebody catch the ball. And as your wide receiver three, I think it's a fair trade.
Bayou, what do you think? What do you think about this team?
Yeah, I would say I actually kind of like the team. I think there's some things that bother me. I know Cam Akers is a big chance that he's not going to be their running back. You know, Zach Evans will probably end up taking over that role, the rookie that came in here. Cam Akers, as long as he can stay in the good graces, he'll be okay. But there is no other running back on this roster that I can really worry about. Zach Charbonnet, you've got Kenneth Walker in front of him. We don't know what's going to come out of that. Yep. And then Devin Achane's the smallest running back to come out since Trenton Holiday out of LSU. So he's just not going to be a big factor. I don't care how fast he is. He's just too small for that role. You know, I do like Marquise Brown. Colt McCoy most likely is going to be the starting quarterback there. And he likes to throw those nice, accurate type of balls. And that's going to be perfect for Marquise Brown. I think he can shoot down the field and have some positive points. So overall, I think I do like the team. The big question mark for me in the starting lineup would be Cam Akers and Kyle Pitts. Can Kyle Pitts finally put it together this season? But if not, he's going to be in trouble.
Yeah. I was just going to ask you that and I already know the answer, but would you rather have Kyle Pitts in the 5th round or Jelani Woods in the 14th?
Oh, Jelani Woods in the 14th. I just, Kyle Pitts has all the talent in the world. He just, they're not putting together for him. I had him 2 years ago and I was frustrated every week. I ended up benching him. So yep. Even though his talent level is there, I just think this opportunity for Woods is way better than Pitts right now.
Yeah, me too. I grabbed him his rookie year. I thought, dude, I'm going to have a sneaky good tight end here. The exact same thing happened to me. Then what was it, last year, Trey, you and
Kyle Pitts? Dropped him in week two. And everybody was like, just hang on, just keep holding on. Mm-hmm. And I was like, nah, bud, I dropped. And I was telling everybody, I'm like, drop this dude. Drop it like it's hot. People were like, some people I've seen even held on to like week 10. And I'm like, you're wasting a spot on your roster at this point.
I mean, I can't really say anything. That's what I did in his rookie season. I thought, you know, but that's before we had like two seasons almost behind to see what he actually could do. But I agree with you, Bayou. He's got all the talent in the world. They just can't put it together. Do we think this is a playoff team, Trey?
I think their running back struggles enough that it's gonna put them down pretty bad. Deshaun Watson is our QB2. That scares me. If they had a better QB2, I think that this team could actually get there. But it scares me with their running back depth. I just don't know if they have what it takes to push it outside of somebody else getting hurt and getting a better waiver wire grab.
Bayou, same question. Do we have a playoff team on our hands?
I don't think this one makes the playoffs. I don't like you having to depend on Zach Charbonnet week in and week out. Not only is he a rookie, but he has a phenomenal sophomore type player right in front of him. I mean, he might get a little bit of third down role if that, but he's not really a pass catching back. He's a 1-2 punch combo in first and second down, which is the same exact thing Kenneth Walker is. So just having one of my flex that I have to put in and week out is Zach Charbonnet. I don't know if I like that. And again, I don't like Jameson Williams coming back from injury. Who knows what's going to happen with that? So I just think he misses the playoffs.
Yep. I tend to agree. You go ahead, Trey.
Real quick. I just want to, you know, I like to do this. I think this team would be dramatically better if at the five spot, instead of grabbing Kyle Pitts, they would have grabbed Aaron Jones. I think that would change this team dramatically. It's just that one simple swap that I think would really improve a team like this.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's move on to the next team, and that is Trey's team. Didn't go with the norm, didn't feel like he had to grab a quarterback after that big quarterback run, which I love. Gets him some CMC, which I don't think he's ever really had. Have you, Trey?
Mm-mm, nope.
Yeah, you never had that in your life. That's all right, though. And then AJ Brown, his quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson. I got to ask you, Bayou, what do you think about his quarterback room?
I like it, man. I mean, I think he's done really, really well. Because you're just talking about the quarterback right now, right?
Yeah, just quarterback.
Right? Yeah. So Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he's got probably the best cast ever, even when he had Davante Adams back there, because his whole supporting cast right now, you got Hall in the backfield. You got Garrett Wilson out there. Garrett Wilson's, he's comp to what Adams was whenever he was younger. I think he's phenomenal. Russell Wilson now coming with Sean Payton coming back over. They said, hey, you can't bring your own guys in here anymore. You're going to do my workout. I think he's going to have – I mean, he can't get any worse, right? I mean, let's just say it. But, I mean, I think Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, getting him even later, I think you've got some top talent that just a few years ago we're talking about, you know, easily top eight quarterbacks in the NFL. So, I love it.
No doubt. Absolutely. And CM popping in says, Trey's team would be a beast team in a best ball draft. Yeah, I could see that for sure. Let's look at the running back position. You got CMC, Alexander Mattison, Jameson Williams,
Jamal Williams.
There's so many J Williams. Yeah, I know. There's so many. And then he's got Mostert down there. I love the CMC, the Mattison. There's still question mark really around that. I mean, we know he's going to get some work, but is he going to get all the work that we hope he does? Maybe. And again, like Bayou says, maybe down the road, this guy's laughing at us because he's got two main running backs on his team. I just feel like it could be a little stronger with running back, to be completely honest. But I do love the wide receivers, man. I like A.J. Brown, Metcalf. Traylon Burks, I think, has a great year this year. Bayou, running back room in the wide receivers. Kind of touch on that a little.
I love his running backs. I just dropped a video actually on my channel on Alexander Mattison. We have to realize, in his career, Alexander Mattison, six times, has ran for over 20 carries a game. And in six games, five out of those six games, he had over 113 yards rushing. And the only game he didn't, he ran for 90-something yards and like two or three touchdowns. And on top of that, had caught at least three passes in every single one of those games. So when given the opportunity to be good, over 20 carries a game. He's absolutely phenomenal. He's going to be one of the top running backs this year. He's an easy top 10 running back. And I think he's going to shock tons of people. And next year when we're drafting, Alexander Mattison will be a first-round pick.
I'm sure you do love it. He's talking about your team. but do we know the Vikings are going to run with this guy? This is going to be their guy? Is that what we're hearing?
So he went in free agency. He said, hey, look, I want to go in free agency. I don't want to sign any type of tenders. I want to be a starting running back. And then all of a sudden he signs a two-year deal, which is actually really good. I think it's like $8 million. So it's like they told him, hey, look, Cook is not going to be on the roster. I called it when I did a live stream a while back ago, and I said, look, he's going to be the guy. They're going to release Cook. This was before it even came out there, because why would Alexander Mattison come back to the Vikings when he's already publicly said, I want to be a starting running back? So they already told him he was going to be the man. He's going to have the opportunity. There's nobody behind him. Like, we're talking about Ty Chandler or the rookie McBride. None of them are going to even compete. They're not going to bring in a veteran. You're not going to see anybody like Ezekiel Elliott. Alexander Madison's 24 years old. He's gotten the opportunities. When he has gotten the opportunities, he's been amazing. I think they're giving him the ball early and often quite a bit. They've lost Adam Thielen. They got another rookie. I know they got to feed Justin Jefferson, but Kirk Cousins, they don't want to let him ride on his old arm. Alexander Mattison, watch.
Ooh, I like it. And in the sixth round, that would be value if Bayou Bengal is correct. And then just touch on his wide receivers a little bit, buddy.
Yeah, wide receivers, really, really good. A.J. Brown, obviously one of the best friends for Jalen Hurts. He's going to get a lot of opportunities. He's more of a boomer bust type of wide receivers, because there's some games that Devontae Smith comes in and it's his type of game. But more often than not, A.J. Brown's giving you top stellar type of plays. D.K. Metcalf, obviously one of Geno Smith's favorite targets. I really, really like it. Treylon Burks, I think he's going to mature a lot. I think he's going to be the man. There's no other pass catchers in this offense. I mean, Nick Westbrook, Ekine, no, thank you. I think it's going to be all Treylon Burks and Chiggy. Jordan Addison, I love that play as well. I think he's a great wide receiver, rookie wide receiver out of USC coming in here. I think he's one of the top wide receivers that are in the drafts. Odell Beckham, I actually do like him. I think he showed really good flashes when he played for the Rams when he came back in after injury. So I think it's just a really good opportunity. He's got a lot of good plethora. He's got some good depth. I like his team. I'm telling you. And he took the Saints defense. I mean,
it is. Oh, that's what it's all about. He took the Saints defense. All yes, sir. He's a playoff team. He didn't tell you what he was doing. Yeah, I think he's a playoff team, though, for sure. As long as Rodgers and Wilson does their thing, I really do. I think he's got a playoff team there.
Yep.
But let's move it on to the next team. We got Dwan Yek, starting off with Jefferson and Cooper Kupp as their wide receivers, and Calvin Ridley, Michael Thomas. Geez, those wide receivers are stacked. Mm-hmm. But what do you think about the running back room, Trey? Give me a little.
I mean, Tony Pollard, Najee Harris, you know, going in the third and fourth round, I think that you know, it's not the worst thing. I mean, start out with Justin Jefferson and Cooper Kupp. When you take strong wide receivers first, you're going to have to lean a little bit down the list on running back. And you got some decent guys. I know we're not sure if Tony Pollard's going to be able to handle, you know, a massive amount of work. But Najee Harris, I think, has a improved year for sure. Got Damian Harris down there. We'll still have to see what he does on the team. Obviously, Kendre Miller is going to be more of kind of an injury thing and here and there, like Bengala talked about. But, you know, I don't hate the running back room. I think it could use a little work. But like I said, you know, you got Justin Jefferson, Cooper Kupp, and Calvin Ridley. They're going to cover for some of that running back that you're lacking.
Uh-huh. And in the 13th round, Jonathan Mingo, I think he's a sleeper this year. I think Mingo gets with Bryce Young and those guys actually do something. Bayou, what are you hearing about Mingo?
It's kind of a tale of two tapes here, because I'm hearing all positive about Mingo. The problem is when I did my scouting and I looked at the tape of Mingo, I thought he was sluggish. I didn't think he had very good hands. So I think he was overdrafted. I think he was taken way too early in the NFL draft. But the team likes him. And when you take somebody that early, when you have a rookie quarterback like Bryce Young, they're going to use it. They're going to mesh together.
Exactly.
I mean, who are they? They have Terrace Marshall Jr. No, they're going to get these two guys together. They're going to build a chemistry. And based on opportunity, I think Mingo's going to produce for you. Yep. I just don't think that I like his tape enough to draft him myself. But that's kind of what I think about Mingo.
Well, and the way I see it is Mingo, I don't know if he'll ever come off the bench with, you know, Justin Jefferson, Cooper Kupp, Calvin Ridley, Michael Thomas, Deontay Johnson ahead of him, you know?
You're right.
It's almost like you just grab a – I would drop Mingo, grab a running back from the waiver wires just to have him. Like my bench on this team would just be full of running backs, backup running backs for injuries and everything like that, because my receivers are so stacked on this team. His quarterbacks, he went and got Bryce Young, got the stack with Mingo just in case. Matthew Stafford, you know, and – Cooper Kupp. So, you know, it's the one that does kind of scare me a little bit to have those two right there like that, because when you're running teams like that with multiple players on the same team, you know, if they have a bad week, it could lose your week for you. Got him some Jordan Love too, though. So he kind of waited a little bit on quarterbacks to get some of these stronger players, and then just grabbed a couple guys, bam, 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 just to see, you know, hopefully get some potential out of those. I really don't hate this team at all, though. This is the kind of way I would like to draft Superflex. I get excited about getting those late round quarterbacks that produce when nobody expects, and still getting your Justin Jefferson, Cooper Kupp, Calvin Ridley. I really love that three stack at wide receiver.
Yeah, me too. I do like it too. And Najee, we're hearing a lot of good stuff about Najee. I mean, he had that Liz Frank tear in last year, and he came back a little sluggish, but towards the end of the season, I think he still got like 10 touchdowns. So we're really thinking Najee is going to get back to his former self this year. Bayou, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think the last four games of the regular season, he was rushing 20 carries a game. Jalen Warren was almost a non-factor. A lot of people say, because he looked really good when given the opportunity, Jalen Warren did.
Yeah.
But once he came back and he was healthy and strong, it was all Najee Harris. We know that Mike Tomlin likes to use a one running back system, all the way back to Le'Veon Bell or whoever they were using. It's one running back, and this running back is Najee Harris. He's good. Don't get caught up with all this Jalen Warren hype. Najee Harris is the guy there, and he's going to be really good this season.
Absolutely. And I think this is definitely a playoff team.
Just because the wide receivers, man. I think the wide receivers can carry you almost all the way.
Mm-hmm. Don't sleep on Irv Smith. I think he's going to be really good.
All right. In the 15th round, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Oh, Irv Smith. We were excited about him last year, too, though, weren't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, until he gets hurt.
Looks good. Let's move to the next team. We got Boomhauer. All right, let's pick that team right there. Get that team right there. We got Trevor Lawrence at the 1, Bijan at the 2-3. We kind of touched on Bijan, I think, every episode we have had. I'm excited about Bijan. Bayou's excited about Bijan. Then he goes Mark Andrews, gets his tight end. I got a question for you, Bayou. Mark Andrews, can we rely on him this year?
Oh, absolutely. I think just based on the fact that Lamar Jackson, number one, got a big deal. Number two, he's allowed to call his plays. He loves Mark Andrews. Them two together, there's a huge rapport there. He loves to throw to a reliable tight end. That's Mark Andrews. I think you're going to see Mark Andrews actually vault Travis Kelce this season and be the number one tight end in fantasy.
Ooh.
Whoa. I love it. I like to hear that. That one took me off guard. I like it. Hot take. I'm going to go with Bayou one more time here, and that's with the Tyler Algier, Bijan Robinson stuff that we've all heard and talked about. Can we rely on Algier? Do we think Algier is going to get fantasy relevant type carries or what?
Yeah, I mean, the fantasy yardage itself, it was number two in the league, and they were number one in the actual attempts in the NFL. I mean, there's plenty of opportunities. Let's say that Algier can come away with 750 to either 800 yards rushing and quite a few touchdowns. I mean, he is a flex viable type of person. I don't think he's going to be one of your starting running backs, but if you can put Algier, I think, in a flex week in and week out, and you still going to have solid type of production just based off how many times they run the ball in Atlanta. I think he's a great pick.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Trey, let's take a look at the wide receivers here. Drake London, Debo Samuel, Mike Williams, Rashad Bateman down there. And then it got Adam Thielen in the 13th round. What are you thinking, buddy? Are these some guys that you think you could rely on?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, I like Debo Samuel, obviously, especially he's fallen a little bit in drafts just because of his age and everything like that. I do like him. Drake London, I think, has a better year this year. I mean, this dude is just an all-around great athlete if the team can just figure out how to get their passing game together. Mike Williams, obviously, is kind of a boomer bust type receiver, but it's your third receiver on your team. I think this team is pretty solid all around. It's not just the greatest team in the world, but it's nowhere near the worst. I think this is a very consistent across the board team. I think it's a playoff team in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. And I think people are sleeping on Adam Thielen this year. I really like Thielen with Carolina, with Bryce Young. I think he's going to come in there, be the vet that he is and be fantasy relevant, and then getting him down at the 13th round. I mean, don't you agree, Bayou?
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. It's just, yeah, there's nothing else I can add to that. It's just 100%. Yeah, you're right.
The only thing I disagree or I don't really care about this team is the Mac Jones at my QB2. I would have just tried to find somebody else, you know, like a Purdy or Bryce Young or, CJ Stroud or something like that over a Mac Jones. We've seen what he can do for fantasy and it hasn't been great. I'd rather go out on a limb with a rookie or something.
Yeah, I think I agree with you when it comes with that. CM's got a question. Bateman, Odell, thoughts? Well, what do you think? Is Bateman better than Odell or what, Trey?
I think Odell is definitely going to be more valuable for fantasy, which is, that's what we're here for. I like Bateman as a player. I just think for fantasy value and the way this team's going to look, I think Bateman is going to be pushed to the back of the locker room with all the pieces that they've added to this team.
And Bayou, what do you think? Bateman is greater than Odell? What do you think?
I think Odell's going to be the better fantasy guy. I mean, Odell and Lamar Jackson away from football are actually good friends, which is one of the reasons why the Ravens signed Odell Beckham to get Lamar Jackson to sign a contract with the Ravens. I think they're already having a good rapport because they have a good off-the-field relationship. I think he's just going to force-feed Odell the ball early and often, and you may even see a little bit of a little resurgence from Odell. I wouldn't be surprised to see 1,000 yards receiving from Odell.
Absolutely. And so what do we think? I'm going to go playoff team for sure. I mean, Trey, you already kind of said by you. What do you think? Playoff team?
Definitely a playoff team, especially if Dalvin Cook ends up landing with the rumored from the Bleacher Report today that Dalvin Cook is rumored to be interested in going to the Bills. And if he ends up with the Bills, it's going to kill Cook and it's going to kill Damian Harris. But I think that's a great landing spot for him. And if he ends up with the Bills and putting Dalvin Cook on in his flex, I love Bijan. I love Ramondre Stevenson. This is definitely a playoff team.
Playing with his little brother on the Bills, huh?
We talked about that on the last Tuesday show, right?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. Two Cooks. You're never going to know who's in the game. You're going to get excited when Cook gets a touchdown and find out it wasn't your Cook. Okay, awesome. Let's go to the next team. Trey, why don't you take over for this next team here,
buddy? Yeah, let's see here. This guy starts off with some Lamar Jackson. Oh, speaking of this guy, it's actually Bandy, man above me here, team. So start off with some Lamar Jackson. Austin Eckler got him some Kirk Cousins there. Let's see. Let's look at your running backs real quick. Got Austin Eckler, Aaron Jones, Antonio Gibson, P. Ryan, and Jerick McKinnon. God, I love the Jerick McKinnon in the late rounds, man. I look at it every time. It's beautiful to me. I just don't understand why he's fallen so far, but I'll take it. I think the running back room is solid. You got some depth there. Receiver-wise, obviously you waited until the sixth round to look at receiver, but Scary Terry does what Scary Terry does. Ayuk, he has hit or miss, but he did do a lot better last year. And Brandon Cooks, I think, is going to be amazing value at receiver. I really like him this year being in Dallas on a more high-octane offense. And then some Gabe Dave, to see what happens. Just more depth for your receiver room. And you said you auto-drafted Hockenson, but I still don't think it was a bad pick. Yeah. I don't hate this team at all. Kirk Cousins, might have looked somewhere a little different right there. But everything else, man, I really like this team.
What do you think, Bayou?
Yeah, I like this team too. I think one of my favorite picks is the Antonio Gibson. A lot of people don't remember. J.D. McKissick is gone. That's 45 catches right there. That's out of the gate. Brian Robinson Jr. isn't going to be catching the ball. He doesn't catch the ball. It's not what he does. Antonio Gibson was a really good fantasy running back before Robinson came to town. I think Antonio Gibson could be a very sneaky player. I love Brandon Cooks here. I think he's going to have the opportunity of not having the number one cornerback on him anymore. His whole career, he's had the number one cornerback. Now he's got the number two cornerback on him, and he can fly still. He's still a little older, but he can still fly. And Dak Prescott loves throwing his 400 yards. So I think that was a good choice there. I like Terry McLaurin's really good. Your running back room is good. I love your depth. I like Samaje Perine. I think for the beginning of the season, I think he's going to be the man in Denver.
Yes, sir.
I love Jerick McKinnon. And like you said, I don't know why people are sleeping on this guy so much, but overall, I like it. Baker Mayfield, sus, but hey, we'll go with that.
Just had to get that last shot in there, didn't you? CM popping in. Solid team, Bandy. Thank you, CM. And Sir Bongs a lot, just to let you know, he's still in the clouds. So, playoff team. What do you think, Trey?
Yeah, I think this team can definitely get to the playoffs. Like you said, you like to work the waiver wire with the wide receiver. I think that, maybe working around a little, if Gabe doesn't produce, you can grab some guys up here. But everything else, I think, super solid. I think this team can make the playoffs for sure.
Hey, Bayou, what do you think? Am I making the playoffs?
No, I think you're definitely making the playoffs. One of the better teams we've seen today, and who knows if, God forbid, it ends up happening to where Gabe Davis is the number one wide receiver because Diggs just doesn't want to play for him anymore. Hey. You just got yourself an absolute steal. I think you have the depth to make you to make you get into the playoffs and actually maybe even make some noise in the playoffs. So. Good job, man. Yes, sir.
Brong says his feet still hasn't touched the earth in 12 years because he's in the clouds. Hell yeah, Bongs. Guys, going to do a quick reminder. We got two teams left here. Guys, don't forget to like this video for us. That helps us out tremendously. Helps us get out there with the YouTube algorithm. And subscribe to the channel. We've talked about it already. We're giving stuff away. And if you're a subscriber, you're basically already there. So let's keep it going. Bayou, why don't you kick us off with Team 11, buddy?
Yeah, Team 11, we're starting at the top. It's kind of a question mark for me because Kyler Murray is not going to start as at the beginning of the season. That's probably going to be Colt McCoy. And if we look down, the only other quarterback he's got is Trey Lance, and he may not play either. So
yikes.
I'm not seeing any quarterbacks on this team, but going down and kind of running down his running backs, you know, Javonte Williams and David Montgomery. I like both of those, David Montgomery. I still kind of like him, but I think if I'm not mistaken, he ended up getting hurt or something here recently.
In OTAs, yeah.
Yeah, in OTAs. So who knows? So Kyler Murray, this is like team injury right here. Kyler Murray may not play week one. Javonte Williams might play week one. David Montgomery may not play week one. I mean, Hopkins, we don't know what team he's on. I like his wide receivers overall. I mean, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Jalen Waddle, Amari Cooper. Hopkins should be solid. We just talked about James Cook. He could possibly be gone if Dalvin Cook comes over to town. I do like Zay Flowers as well. Zeke Elliott doesn't have a team right now. And Dawson Knox is, I don't know. I never liked Dawson Knox. He was actually one of my best guys. So, yeah, that pretty much sums up his whole roster. I think most of them won't be there for week one.
Yeah. I think this guy had a good a decent strategy to start with. You know, he tried to pull that, you know, grab great wide receivers and get some Kelce. But it seems like every time I see a team go wide receiver Kelce or Kelce wide receiver, that team ends up failing towards the end. It's just hard to come back with the running back room when you get those great guys. And I mean, he just kept going. T. Higgins, Jalen Waddle, Amari Cooper, all great receivers. But you got to understand that all this depth is leaving the board, you know, at running back, at quarterback, at tight end, or outside of tight end, he got Travis Kelce. So just one of those things that you get caught up in all these great names, and then you get down to the end, and you're like, oh God, what do I do at quarterback? What do I do at running back? And there just wasn't much left for him to grab.
For sure. CM says, can Bayou drop his YouTube handle? Absolutely, and I'll put it in the description below. It's Bayou Bangle 25. You can go to YouTube. Anymore. No, not anymore.
I just added it, so it should be right here. You should see it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm Bayou Bingo Fantasy Network now. So it's at Bayou Bingo FN.
Oh, there you go. Oh, my bad. There you go. Get Bayou. Get over there. Subscribe to his channel. Obviously, if you've been listening to this guy talk, you know he knows his stuff. Go over there. Check out his channel, man. Big things going on over there. What do you think? Team 11 is a playoff team, Trey?
No, I think Team 11 is going to struggle at quarterback all year long. There's not much left, especially in a super flex league. Quarterbacks are going to be three per team. He's going to have a hard time every week, especially week one when half his team isn't available to play.
Let's take a look real quick just because I'm interested. What quarterbacks are still on the board? Tannehill, Will Levis, Kyle Trask, Jacoby Brissett, the legend Mike White, Gardner Minshew. Yeah.
Taylor so Heineken. He's praying for an injury two and just Heineken. To have that waiver priority.
I think Heineke will take over as a starter over Ritter.
I mean, I could definitely see it for sure. I mean, we've seen Heineke. It seems like every time he's there, he ends up getting his shot and maybe doing a little bit with it too. Because, yeah. I mean, I like Heineke a lot. But I agree. You got to have quarterback, especially in a two quarterback league. Let's go on to Team 12, the final team. Busting it off with Justin Fields. I almost took Justin Fields. I was kind of bouncing back and forth between Lamar and Justin Fields. If you had to have your pick, Bayou, who do you got, Lamar or Justin Fields?
Lamar all day. I'm going to take a take that it's probably not a popular take because I know a lot of people are high on Fields. I just Fields is going to be – he won't even be in the top 12 this year. I think Justin Fields doesn't average 150 yards passing. All he does is run, and granted, he's very good at running the ball. But I think now in year two, the gimmicks are kind of over. And just the same thing when we saw the Wildcat offense from Miami, they were phenomenal. But the next year, they wasn't. Why? It's because defense got smarter. They ended up knowing how to utilize them. They're going to have a quarterback spy on Justin Fields at all time, and they're going to probably play more zone than man, so he's not going to be able to get out. I just don't like Justin Fields this year at all.
Trey, you agree?
So, you know, I go back and forth with Justin Fields because you saw the games that he put up last year with those legs. I mean, it was insane. He won you weeks in Superflex sometimes, yeah, just because of how many points he put up on the ground, but it is volatile and it is scary. I think I would also rather have Lamar Jackson, but just overall, this team, just a quick glance at it, I really think this is exactly why I love the 12 spot, is because somehow being at the end of the draft, you can pull off some amazing grabs. And I think that's what this guy did.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And Sir Bong says Fields equals win. Duh, Bears. And CM says Fields threw the ball a ton in Ohio. Yeah, that's true.
He did throw a lot in Ohio, but the thing was he had Jackson Smith and Jigba, Garrett Wilson, and Chris Olave. So
yeah, no doubt. All guys who
don't have to be good.
And what do you think? I mean, I know you're a little biased, but Derek Carr at the 5 spot. Derek Carr going to come in and be at least a top 12 quarterback, you think, this year?
Brian? I like Derek Carr. And for me, I know I'll never be biased toward this. When I give an analysis on fantasy football, I really don't try. I try not to let the bias come in. I let the numbers speak for himself. I think Derek Carr is going to be a good fantasy producer for you. I think he won't be a top 12 quarterback, but he does have the weapons to be able to produce. Juwan Johnson and Chris Olave, Michael Thomas, they've got the weapons to do it. If he can put it all together, you can have somebody that's solid. I love Derek Carr grabbing him at the end of a super flex draft. He's an amazing quarterback too. Absolutely amazing quarterback too. I like his team. So
he got the stack with Olave, which I love. I think that Derek Carr Olave stack, I'm reaching for that in situations that I can get it, because I really think that's just going to be all points on the board for fantasy. Got Tyreek Hill, got DJ Moore. I mean, obviously the stack with Fields there. I don't know how well DJ Moore is going to do, but I think that DJ Moore has the potential to do very well. Alan Lazard for depth, and Mechie for depth. I really like the wide receivers on this team. Josh, talk a little bit about the running backs on this team.
Yeah, Breece Hall. I mean, him with Aaron Rodgers, I think Breece Hall is someone you're going to be able to count on. I mean, I know he kind of got hurt a little bit at the end of the year, but I think Breece Hall is going to be awesome. James Conner, I'm not super excited about James Conner. That team just seems super rebuildy. But then again, maybe that means they're going to rely on James Conner a lot more, but can his body handle it? Tank Bigsby, we talked about him a little bit already. Dude is going to be a monster. Honestly, and Rashad White, guys, on my guy, Rashad White. I really do think that the Bucs are going to pick up another running back off of waivers, and Rashad White, it may produce for you in maybe a flex spot guy for you somehow later in the year. You know what I mean? I what do you think, Bai? You like the running backs on this team?
The running backs are okay. James Conner makes me super nervous. I think at a whole, you're not going to have Kyler Murray really there for most of the season, if at all. They may choose to sit him. We have to remember that in the NFL draft, they traded away, and they actually have now 2 first-round picks, not only their own, but Houston as well. And if Houston struggles, they can end up with the number 1 and the number 2 pick in the draft this season. And they have a Caleb Williams coming out, which is amazing, so they could move on from Kyler Murray. They've got Marvin Harrison Jr. coming out there. They've got phenomenal players coming. So I think Keontae Ingram could be the running back that takes over for James Conner overall. I think Conner's just over in the ages. They're going to benefit nothing by playing James Conner, even though I think he's the better running back. He's injury prone, but they just want to move on and probably get Keontae Ingram in there. But overall, I like Breece Hall, the ACL injury. He actually had 3 ACL injuries in that actual knee throw. He tore 3 ligaments. So hopefully he comes back. A lot of people are slow when they come back, but overall, I do like his running back room. I like the Rashad White. I like the Tank Bigsby play. I think Bigsby can be an easy, put him in there every once in a while for bye weeks or whatever. I think overall, though, I think it's a pretty good running back room.
For sure, for sure. And do we think this is a playoff team, Trey?
I think that this team could get to the playoffs. I think that this team did a great job in the 12 spot, which is really a hard spot in drafts. I think they really did well in their picks and how they categorized it. I'm not really big on having 2 stacks on the same team, but the Derek Carr Olave stack I love, and Hill. I mean, this team is a very solid team. I think this team could easily make the playoffs, especially if Breece Hall comes back rough and ready.
Well, you never heard of a double stack? Bayou, what do you think? Do we got a playoff team on our hands?
I think absolutely there are so many boom plays. The Derek Carr and Chris Olave stack is a boom play. Tyreek Hill, he's a boom waiting to happen. Justin Fields, he could be a boom. There's so many booms in here. There's a lot of possibility of a bust with Justin Fields, in my opinion. But if just looking at it from the outside, there's a lot of boom type of players where he could blow the top off of a lot of games and just run away. Doesn't matter who his second running back is. So,
and he's got Purdy in how just in case Fields is a bust.
I didn't see Purdy. He had Purdy.
Yeah. Brock Purdy.
Oh, there he is. Yep.
And Sam Howell, who I actually like. Sam Howell. I think once he gets going, he's going to actually do some stuff. And we know that they need it over on the Commanders. But that was a great draft. That was a lot of fun. I had fun. We laughed. We cried. Bayou taught us a bunch of stuff today. That was fun, Bayou. Did you have fun with that?
Dude, I had a blast. You know, I mean, playing in all types of different leagues, whether it's the redraft or Dynasty or Superflex, I'm always going to have fun no matter what it is, especially chopping up with you guys. You guys know so much. And you guys, the frustrating part is that y'all sleepers and y'all people that y'all like are the people that I like. So it's like when I'm in a draft with you guys, it's great to see where people are going and do you reach? Do you, you know, grab my guys? It's absolutely phenomenal. I had a blast. If you guys ever want me on in the future, I'm always here for you guys. I love everybody in the chat. It's good talking with everybody. And I hope everybody just has a wonderful afternoon and can't wait to get rocking and rolling on fantasy football.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bayou CM says he has already subscribed to your channel. Heck yeah.
Appreciate you, man.
One more time for everybody. Where can we find you, Bayou?
Yeah, just search up the at Bayou Bengal FN. It's for Bayou Bengal Fantasy Network. We have all types of stuff that we throw out there. We almost put at least 3 to 4 videos out a week, and we do live streams almost every day to talk to you guys. So that's where you guys can find me.
All right. Thank you, Bayou, for coming on, man. We love to have you. You definitely are welcome back anytime. But, guys, that's it for us here at Fourth and Flex. Again, don't forget to like the videos. Trey, you got any final thoughts here for this Super Flex?
I mean, it was a great day. It was a great flex. Guys, just keep coming back because we're going to keep mocking it up all the way until the season starts. You know, mock fast, mock early, and mock hard. We believe in that wholeheartedly here at Fourth and Flex. If you want to make sure you check those out, hit that subscribe button, hit that like, hit those notification bells because that is how you see our content, and we're going to be putting it out. So make sure you come back and check us out because we are here for you.
Dang right, guys. And don't forget that we are on Patreon. You could check out our Patreon, become a member. We can help you out with your fantasy teams. And we're probably going to do it live on the show because that's free content right there, man. So get over there to Patreon, become a member, and join the family. Join the family. And also, don't forget, we got merch. We got shirts. We got hoodies, man. Get you something with a nice Fourth and Flex logo on it. Support the podcast. Support your boys. Yeah. I love it, guys. Thank you so much for watching, and we will see you on the next one.
A peace out.
Perfect. It's not Trey and Josh. It's Trey and Bandy. We gonna help you win your league. Can you understand me? That's a lot of paper. That's a lot of cake. We gonna give you all the secrets, man, for goodness sake. So don't forget. Like and subscribe. Follow Fourth and Flex. Be your ride or die. It's your boy, Bandy. Got my boy, Trey, over there. Perfect. Fourth and Flex. Podcast. FourthandFlex@gmail.com. Hit us up. You know we got you. Ha ha. See you there.